Yeah, I am. I've teamed up with Fifes, and we have Phil Healy joining us as well, who's an international sprinter and competed at the Olympic Games in Tokyo. And what we're looking to do is basically find Ireland's fittest schools. So it's open to all schools all over the country, and all you need to do is go on to fivesfitsquad.ie, and you can register your school there. And basically, we've built up a bit of a hub of videos and content, and basically what a school does, goes on and looks at some of the videos and then gets all their students and pupils to do it and then submit the school exercises, and you will then get some banana points. And we have a leaderboard, and you can get these points from starting from the 1st of November all the way through to the end of April next year. So there's a huge time frame, and basically we will have prizes every month, spot prizes and all that sort of stuff, and then there's a grand prize at the end to Ireland's fittest school. And got loads of stuff in that, the sports equipment up to about 5 grand, so that could mean an awful lot to a school. So we're just looking to try and get as many schools involved in that. And obviously, if your schools listen, their parents or teachers, let them know and just go on to that fivesfitsquad.ie and register.
And you mentioned there a couple of videos that you've recorded with an Irish Olympic hero and a part-time Wexford woman as well, Phil Healy. So what can we expect in those?
Yeah, look, you know, what we focused on was like the fundamental movement, you know, trying to get kids up and get them active. And, you know, it's all about exercise. So it's not the competitive nature. It's just very much kind of building a bit of fun into exercise. And myself and Phil have made little videos. It's things like, you know, we've got squat jumps in there, lunges, star jumps, things like that. And then obviously, you know, things to cater for all kids as well. So, you know, things about movement. And I think the fun aspect is a huge element to it as well, because we want this to be fun. You want kids to, you know, understand that exercise is important, but it's also fun, and you can do it with your family and you can do it with your friend as well. So that social element. So we had a good bit of a laugh actually filming the little video clips as well. So yeah, like, fun is a huge part of exercise for kids, and if we can try and harness that, well then hopefully kids will look at exercise as a fun thing, something they can do for hopefully the rest of their lives.
And it is important, I suppose, with a campaign like this, because you want to make it a bit of a competitive element to it, and, you know, have teams going up against each other. But that fun can't be forgotten about as well, especially when you're dealing with young kids like this. And I suppose it's important as well to highlight that fitness is different for everybody, really, that, you know, you shouldn't feel upset that, you know, you're not as fast as somebody else or something like that. That fitness can mean something different to everybody, isn't that right?
Absolutely, of course, you know, and I think some of the main reasons that we all got involved into sport was because it was the element of fun. You know, okay, competitiveness does come into it, but the way we kind of approached that was by, you know, looking at it from a school, a whole school. So everyone plays a part in it. So even if you get out and kind of walk a little bit or do a few jumps or star jumps, well, then that adds to your school's total, and then that goes onto the leaderboard. So again, everyone plays a role, but, you know, it is for everyone. That was the main thing that we tried to do as well. Like, obviously, you know, not everyone's going to be fast, or not everyone's going to be jump really high. So we have different exercises for different kind of people in there as well. So it's all about that stuff. And I think, you know, when we look at kids and we look at, you know, trying to get kids to understand both exercise, but obviously, you know, partake in it, that fun element is very, very important. And that's something that I think Fifes, through the Fit Squad, is kind of paramount to what it's all about.
And you say that you want some of these workouts incorporated into our PE classes in school. And do you think we have enough PE classes? Because I know that's been kind of a bit of a discussion, that an awful lot of our kids are actually just spending too much of their time sitting down, you know, looking at a board, not really getting out and getting active. Or do you think that our classes are substantial enough that we're doing enough?
You know, I think it's a good debate to have, you know, how much is enough. I think, you know, we should be exercising every single day. And that could be anything from, you know, cycling or walking to school, or getting out of your lunch break and getting outside. I think, you know, when you look at schools, we tend to kind of throw everything at a teacher, at a school, that they should be doing this. We all play a role in this. Socially, we play a role in exercise levels. So yes, there is an argument to try and get more kids moving when they're in school. And, you know, I've actually learned an awful lot in the last couple of weeks and months, because my eldest kid, Oscar, who's 5, just started school. And to be fair to their school, yes, they do try and get out every single day. It may not be just a PE class. PE takes place about twice a week. But every day they're out and they do the little walk around the yard, and they do try and kind of build exercise into the curriculum, you know. But again, you know, you've got to remember as well, there's an educational side to it as well. So understanding you know, what exercise and sport is all about. And again, there is learning involved in that. And then obviously you've got all the other subjects that to factor in. But I think we all play a role in that, you know, teachers, schools, and obviously parents. You know, the more times we can get outside, the more times we can get out into the elements, you know, get some fresh air and get away from screens. I think screens and technology is a huge part of our lives nowadays. And, you know, even with a lot of adults working from home, I think there's a recent study came out to say that we're spending, you know, on average, maybe 2 to 2.5 hours more sitting down per day, you know. So all that stuff has to be factored in. And I think, you know, working from home and all that, maybe there is an opportunity to maybe spend a little bit more time, you know, getting out and about and kind of making that a priority in people's lives, both kind of from an adult perspective, but definitely from a kid's perspective as well.
And I think the great thing about your workout videos is that you are using the educational side of PE as well, that we are learning something from watching these videos with yourself and Phil. And listen, you can't learn from anybody better than Phil, obviously being at the Olympics this summer as well. And it's great to see that, you know, that there is more of a focus on variety in PE as well, because I remember being in school and oftentimes we'd just, you know, drag out the badminton nets and God, we're playing badminton again, or, you know, we're doing a dreaded beep test once again, you know, that there was just this kind of routine you'd fall into. And being able to have a bit more variety in PE, I think kids would benefit from that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, you've got to look at it from that holistic approach to it. And we're trying to kind of, you know, cater for everyone, keep it fresh, keep it interesting, and just make sure it's accessible for everyone as well. And, you know, the videos are there. And the great thing about the videos is you can do them at home, you can do them in school, you can do them with your friends, your family, your parents. It's catering for everyone, really, you know. So it's just trying to kind of broaden the landscape when it comes to sport and exercise. And look, it's something that I think a lot of people are trying to kind of incorporate more into their lives. And, you know, there's some people out there that may not know what to do. And that's the beauty of kind of maybe just jumping online and getting a little video and building it into maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And, you know, we don't expect everyone to know what exactly to do, but we just want to give them a bit of guidance. And there is the educational side, you know, of it. Like, what muscles are you trying to engage and use by doing a certain exercise? And I think that's really important for kind of kids as well, is to kind of know the body, like hamstrings and quads, and, you know, what's good for knees and arms and things like that. And I think that really kind of helps.
And do you think your own school played a role in, you know, obviously you reached the top of your sport at stages and, you know, winning gold medals and that kind of thing. Do you think that you learned a lot about running in school, or was that mainly taught through clubs or, you know, outside activities?
No, I got to be honest, like, you know, I think back to particularly primary school, you know, and I can definitely relate to kind of the PE where, like, there's the football, away you go. And that was what we always did in PE class. And some people loved it and maybe people hated it, you know. And I think, like, we've come a long way with that. There now is a curriculum in terms of PE, and we're trying to kind of broaden the scope of that and bring in new sports for kids to try, because that's all about long-term development, you know. Like, you know, different moving patterns and all that is all really good for overall development. So I think when I look back to my kind of, I suppose, primary school and even into secondary school, you know, I was very lucky that I had a teacher who was very passionate about athletics, and that's simply the way it was. She used to get us all together every springtime for races, and then send the team to what was known as the Cumann na Bunscoil in Dublin, and that's the primary school sports basically. And she was the person that drove that, and from that then I joined my local club. But I joined my local club not till I was maybe about 8 or 9, so I was a lot older. So I think first and foremost it was the influence of my primary school and the teachers there. And, you know, when I go up to my local school with Oscar now, I see a lot of teachers getting them out on a regular basis. And, you know, whether it's playing football or whether it's playing badminton or something like that, I think that's really, really good. And I think the more sport, the more movement we can give kids at a young age, it keeps it inclusive. Because the last thing you want to do is, you know, someone may not like soccer or may not like GAA, and then they're the last one to get picked and they just don't want to be there. And that's not a nice environment to be in. So again, it's trying to just give it a little bit more of a wider berth, so people can actually get involved and kids can understand that sport, there's a whole variety of sports out there. It's not just the ones that maybe we see a lot more on TV. There's a lot of stuff out there that they may be really good at, or else they may just really, really enjoy. And again, I think that's what we need to try and do a little bit more of.
And it is important to get kids fit early in their lives as well, because, you know, you were out in Tokyo there, quite a successful game for us as well. And, you know, kids taking part in these workouts for their schools over the next, you know, 7-8 months, they should remember that the Phil Healy's, the Sophie Becker's, those kind of people, they had to start somewhere too.
We all started there, you know, and that's the amazing thing. Like, you know, sometimes when you watch someone on TV compete, whether it is a Sophie Becker or a Phil Healy, and you watch these people in the Olympic Games, you kind of think, oh, they must have always been the best and they must have always been the fastest and all the rest of it. But what you actually find is, no, that's not really the way it kind of worked out. Maybe they did a lot of other sport. I know in my experience, I played an awful lot of sports through my teenage years, and it wasn't until I was like 19 that I decided I'm going to just become a full-time athlete. You know, so again, it's just kind of, you know, you want to showcase the kids, you know, yes, inspire them and showcase what it's like at Olympic Games. And that, like, even with Phil involved now, she can tell that from firsthand what that whole experience is like, you know, the most recent Olympics, and she was at it. But it's also the fact of, like, you know what, it started by maybe running around in the playground. It started in PE class. And I think when you look even globally, that's where a lot of that talent is probably nurtured and even spotted at certain points. So, you know, it's trying to instill that kind of, you know, positive mindset into kids that, you know what, if I can get out and be a little bit active, if I can try these new movements, these new exercises, well, then who knows? Like, the world is your oyster. You never know. Maybe, you know, these kids, this generation, could be in the Olympics of the future. And I think that's a great kind of thing to be able to do as well. It's great to be part of this initiative, to just try and kind of showcase that to kids, that, you know, we were all in these classrooms, we all sat at the same little desks and in those little chairs that they're sitting in, and, you know what, like, here's what we were able to do, and maybe they could follow suit.
And for the mummies and daddies listening as well, if your young child is watching one of these videos, don't be afraid to get involved as well, I suppose, because, you know, it is great that we are seeing more kids getting involved, yeah, in these activities in school, but it has to, you know, come home. And maybe if it's a whole family event, you know, if you can actually get everybody in the house up and running, that inspires, you know, a routine maybe, or, you know, inspires kids to keep up their fitness.
Absolutely. And like, I'd ask all parents to try and get involved a little bit more. I know, you know, myself as a parent of three kids, like, I try, and some days I'm really good at it, other days maybe not so, but I'll try and kind of be active with my kids, because I think it's all about being a positive role model. And I can think back to my own parents, and my earliest memory of sport was getting hauled along to a basketball match by my mum, and then going to a GA match with my dad, and I can remember them talking out and getting involved. And I think that's probably instilled, you know, a normalization around sport as part of life. And I think if kids can see positive role models around them on a regular basis, participating in sport and getting involved with them, whether it's just kicking a football or pucking a ball, whatever it is, or going out for a run, well, then, you know what, I think you're planting the seed, and it's almost just kind of instilling that in the next generation, that exercise and sport is good. It's good for us.
And you were mentioning there the prizes for Ireland's Fittest School. One of them is actually yourself and Phil going down to one of the winning schools there. And as you mentioned, €5,000 worth of sports equipment. So I'd say you'd love a trip down to the southeast.
Yeah, the southeast. I used to go down there on holidays every summer down to Kilmuckridge, a beautiful part of the world.
It is.
Southeast. So, you know, wherever that winning school is, look, I always find that, you know, I'm in a great, like, a very fortunate position to go back and kind of talk to kids and hopefully inspire kids, and, you know, Phil as well. You know, it all started there for us, and, you know, if we can visit the Fittest School, I'm sure they can probably put it up to us. And you know what, Phil's a little bit younger than me, and she's got a bit of pace about her, so the Fittest School will have to put it up against her, but maybe I can talk out and give it a blast as well.